15 challenges restore my relationship with Jesus Christ. The life verse that I stand on is Deuteronomy 30:19. Today, I give you the choice between life and death, blessing and curses. Oh, that you may choose. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you make. Oh, that you may choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Thank you.
Good morning, church. So my name is Justin Riddle. I'm 33 today. I turned 33 today, so thank you. Okay, so a little bit about myself. I was never really the type of kid growing up that you would ever think that would get caught up in drugs or alcohol. I was really involved in school, all kinds of extracurricular activities, sports, stuff like that. I was married at an early age, joined the Marine Corps at 18. Me and my ex-wife were both active duty really early on. And so we were apart from each other for quite a long time, and that brought a lot of problems to our relationship. These problems led to really deep-rooted problems, led to really deep-rooted alcoholism. I remember the very first day I took my first alcoholic drink. Again, I wasn't really too much into alcohol at the time. And I remember just choking down a double shot of tequila one morning. And I remember I was also without God at the time. I really never knew God, and I had chosen everything that I could to kind of fill that void within myself. I didn't really know who he is. I didn't really know how to seek him. I mean, I tried to talk to every family member, every friend. I tried every drug. I tried every amount of alcohol that I could to help fill this void and bring some understanding of what was happening in my life. After many slaps on the wrist, my command pretty much had to put me in military prison. I lost my whole career. It was something that I loved. It felt like someone ripped my spine out of my body. You know, I was a hometown hero to my family and all my friends, and I ended up having to come home really dependent upon everything and everybody, you know, and I really couldn't accept that. So that actually led to a lot of bitterness and rage. I had a lot of rage issues after that, and it's taken me quite some time to get over that. Again, I was without God. I really didn't know how to seek him. I didn't really know where to turn because I was so angry with myself. It took about 5 or 6 years to kick everybody that tried to help me out of my life. Again, without God, I didn't know how to seek him. So it took everybody being kicked out of my life due to my rage and due to my just ungratefulness. And really, like, you couldn't give me $1 million to fill this void, this emptiness I had within myself. I couldn't have I threw jobs away. I've thrown everything that I had away because I could never accept losing what I lost for myself and that failure that I had. So I turned to drugs and alcohol and entertaining a facade that brought along with it. So in turn, after kicking everybody out of my life and realizing that bitterness and anger was not the way to go, having nobody that wanted me around anymore, no love in my life, I actually accepted Christ because I figured at that moment in time, if I could do anything and everything and experience all the negativity I had, there had to be something else. There just had to be something else. So I accepted, against my own pride, Christ into my life, and I had the blessing enough to be exposed to some people that showed me that kingdom of Christ and the kingdom mindset, really. And they loved on me in a way I never experienced before. This was more than I'd ever been loved by anybody I could ever say that ever loved me in my life. And these are people that didn't know me at all. So intern people like Teen Challenge are the kind of people that do this thing. And I'm really grateful for Teen Challenge. I'm really grateful for these people to just step out on the line and love some people they don't know in the name of Christ, in the name of the kingdom. So with this, I'm really grateful. I'm grateful for places like Teen Challenge. And the life verse that I stand on is Psalms 139. Search me, O God. Try my heart and know my thoughts. Lead me in the way everlasting. Excuse me. Try my heart, know my thoughts. See if there are any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thank you, guys.
I just want to take a moment and say thank you to Abundant Life. You're part of our family. Thank you for the way that you love and support our ministry year after year. And Pastor Greg, thank you. I want to say a special thank you to Leanne Thompson for everything that she does for us as well. She has a special place with Teen Challenge. We do have a booth outside. Please come visit us after service. There's jewelry for sale there that the ladies make, and all the proceeds go straight back into our program. If you know someone that's struggling and you want more information, also please come visit us. We have brochures on all of our centers that are represented by our region. And please give us the names of people that you would like prayer for, because we do take those home and pray over those as well. With that being said, Jesus rescues us in our darkest hour.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. Stop marching to reach you in the middle of the hardest fight. It's true, I will rescue you. I hear the whisper underneath your breath. I hear you whisper, you have nothing left. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. I will never stop marching to reach you in the middle of the hardest fight. It's true, I will rescue you.
Thank you, Teen Challenge. Can we give them another hand, please? Thank you. When we're up here and we're doing choir, it's just the last thing we ever thought we'd be doing. So it's amazing. You guys did a good job. Thank you. I had a scripture that I wanted to share with you. It's about building on a rock. Out of Luke. Chapter 6, verse 46, it says, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things in which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like the man building a house, who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat violently against the house, it could not be shaken, for it was founded on the rock. At Teen Challenge, that's my main ministry, is that the students build their foundation on Jesus. When I came into the program, I came in battling an alcohol addiction of 19 years. I started drinking when I was 13, and that's all I really knew. It took me down a very dark path. I almost lost my marriage. I almost lost my children. To the point where I drank rubbing alcohol because I needed a quick fix. And I was in such a dark place, you know. And I come into the doors of Teen Challenge, and I come in reluctantly. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be here for a whole year. I don't want to stand and face my own demons. But you come, and the prayer that was at the house at that time, it was like Tanika said, because we prayed for the house, that when the students come in, that the Holy Spirit would just be so aboundantly that it would release them. Because Jesus, if I read the scripture, Jesus says he's an immediate healer. He immediately healed me. I didn't go through no detox. I didn't go through my shakes. It was very, very awkward for me that I was able to wake up and I went to work right away the next day. But it was only because of Jesus, right? I had to finally submit unto the Lord, and I built that foundation. I built that foundation so that when the storms do come, because they come, I mean, it's not, life isn't easy and it's not always peaches and cream, but you have that foundation that you will not be shaken. You will never fall again because you have the foundation of Christ. So I want to encourage you guys today. I know maybe there's someone in here that's going through something. Maybe you know someone that is going through something. You guys, the foundation is Jesus. Teen Challenge is just a vessel, but it's Christ. It's Christ that does the work, and we have to allow him to do the work. Everyone that is here, everybody, I claim it to the students. I go, if you're here, you're anointed, and you're appointed for something. The same with you. You guys are here in church. You guys are all anointed. You guys are appointed to do something for the kingdom of God. We have to come together, and we have to submit to the Lord, and we have to continue to do our work so that Jesus can be seen in our lives, in the lives of them, in your family's lives, so that Jesus can make a difference in this life. That's the only way that we're going to be able to do it. And I want to let you guys know that your obedience and the church has given to Teen Challenge, and we go and do choirs, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because it's through your obedience that I'm standing here today. It was through your obedience, through your giving, that I was able to find a place to come and find a refuge. It was me, my wife, and three kids. A family of five in the center, where I didn't have to worry about rent for a year. I didn't have to worry about anything but just my healing. I was able to heal with my wife, heal with my kids. And it's an amazing, amazing opportunity for these students. So thank you guys. When you guys give, it works. I'm a product of that. I stand here 7 years sober. I'm a product of it. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And yes, please come see us at the table there. We have jewelry. We have an event coming up now in September. It's our annual benefit. It's one of our biggest fundraisers that we have. And we have information on that if you guys would like to come and join us for that. We would love to see you guys there. And just so you guys can see, continue to see what Teen Challenge is doing. We're just trying to make a dent, like I said, in this epidemic that is taking us by storm. We don't even really know. You know, I drive down the streets and I see all the homeless people and I see all the brokenness, and God gives me such a burden, right? Like, and I wish I could save them all. I wish I could save all the students, but I'm not God. It's God that does the work. We plant, another waters, but God makes it grow, right? So thank you for your planting. Thank you for your watering. And just pray for us that God keeps us growing in his will and in his love. Again, thank you, church, so much for allowing us to come and minister to you. Thank you.
My favorite part about the Teen Challenge presentation is the before and after photos in the slideshow. and especially when periodically there'll be some of the students that are ministering that are on the screens. And you can see what God intended and what evil did. But then you can see it reversed. And how God took what the devil meant for evil and harm, and he erased it. And he took it away. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 is so true. The old is gone. The new has come. Now for us, what do we do with this? Well, how do we go? Do we go out and say, oh, I feel emotional because of the stories, or I feel, you know, good or warm, or you feel something as a result? But I think God wants us to take it further. And if Anthony could come and prepare to close us up, I feel that there's two things that we need to go out with. Number one is where are you? And it's real easy for people whose picture wouldn't look so much different on the outside. Maybe your before and after picture didn't look like the ones on the screen. You didn't have those empty eyes, or that, you know, that there's that expression of an addicted, caught, deep-pitted person. Maybe your face would look kind of similar. Because on the outside it looks really good, but on the inside you know. You know. And it might be the success of this world. It might be upward mobility. It might be, you know, who knows what it might be that's got you caught. And the devil catches with different nets. For some, it's drugs and alcohol and the horrors that the Teen Challenge students have told us about. Maybe the net that you're caught in is self-sufficiency. Maybe the net you're caught in is upward mobility. Maybe the net you're caught in is keeping up with the neighbors, or the next promotion, or fear of the future. Whatever it is, it's a net and it's a trap. God can set you free today. And it's as simple as hitting that place of understanding, I need Jesus. I don't want to live this way anymore. That's one response. The second response, and I appreciate the testimonies, is that in the two that we heard, there was someone that came alongside that says, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you get to the next place. And God has put us on this planet and filled us with His Holy Spirit so that we can be people who will step alongside somebody else. One of our markers is purpose. Who are we stepping alongside? Who are we coming next to and saying, you know, I have a God and His name is Jesus. He saved my life. He can save yours. I have a God and He's a reckless God. He's reckless. He's coming after us. He'll come after you too. So are we getting our life right, and are we helping others get their life right? I'm not sure there's really a whole lot more than that when it comes to our Christian life. Live for Jesus. Help somebody else live for Jesus. It's pretty simple, amen? Let's stand together. And let's sing that chorus again, that overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And let's sing that into our hearts. As we do, the prayer partners will come up front and they'll be ready to pray with you. Stephen, I'm not sure if you have particular leaders. I think it'd be great if maybe a couple of your leaders would join our prayer partners up front and they can pray for other people too. We oftentimes, during our closing prayer time, we encourage you to come pray for a need you have. I'm just kind of inspired today that maybe you need to come intercede for somebody else. Maybe you've got someone in your life that's caught, and you need God to work through you to touch them. Let's do that together, all right? Tomorrow is Monday. We get a holiday tomorrow, so maybe some of you go to work. Most of us won't. But you get it, the work week starts again. And sometimes Sunday can be easily forgotten. Statistics say, and this kind of depresses me, that within 72 hours, you'll forget what is preached on Sunday. Man, what am I doing? Let's stay with what we've heard today. Let's keep it. Let's retain it so that on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, We're remembering the reckless love of God. As we get into our Bible First lifestyle reading, we're remembering His passion for us. And then we can come in next Sunday, not with a, oh yeah, I forgot, but with a momentum that each Sunday is faster and deeper and stronger and richer. Amen? Prayer partners, come and prepare. And Anthony, and I've really enjoyed Anthony. Some of you don't know, this is my son-in-law leading worship for us this morning. So, big stud. I'm so glad my daughter found a big stud. A godly man who loves Jesus. He's going to lead us in prayer and close us off. Let's enjoy His reckless love one more time. Prayer partners, come on up.
Before I spoke a word, You were singing over me.
Come on, sing it out.
You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, You breathed Your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Whoa, it chases me down, fights till I'm found at least the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it, till You give Yourself away. Whoa, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah.
Sing, when I was your foe.
When I was your foe, still Your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me.
When I felt no one.
I felt nowhere, You paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Down fight till I'm found at least the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, till You give Yourself away. Whoa, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah. God, we worship You.
Sing, no shadow.
There's no shadow You won't light up, mountain You won't climb up, coming after me.
Oh yeah.
There's no wall You won't kick down, lie You won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow You won't light up, mountain You won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall You won't kick down, lie You won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow You won't light up, mountain You won't climb up, coming after me. No wall You won't kick down, lie You won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Whoa, it chases me down.
down fight till I'm found in 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Do you give yourself away? Whoa, the overwhelming, never-ending breakfast love of God. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending breakfast love of God. Whoa, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Till you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming devil, breathless time.
There's no mountain, there's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming out. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Oh, Jesus. God, we just thank you this morning. God, there's nothing that you won't do to come and find us. Oh, Jesus, we thank you that we serve a God who is passionate about us. We serve a God who will come and find us. We serve a God who will leave the 99 and come and find the one that is lost. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have the kind of love that will come and find us in our brokenness. God, you don't require perfection. God, what you require is surrender. And then by your Holy Spirit, you perfect us. Jesus, today, God, we know that each and every one of us is broken. Each and every one of us is that one that left the herd, that went our own way. But God, you came and you found us. Jesus, we thank you, God, that there is not one that is holy except for you. But God, you still love us. You still want us. And Jesus, by your grace, every single day, you come and you find us. God, we thank you for the grace of God that never turns a single person away that wants you. But God, we thank you for that grace that comes and finds every single one of us that says yes to you, Lord. So we love you. We thank you for this time together. God, we thank you today for the testimonies that we've heard. And God, I pray today that as we go, God, that the words that we have heard would change us. God, that the words that we have heard would remind us. God, would change the way that we walk every single day. God, that we would walk this thing out with a passion. God, that we would walk out this walk with you, God, with a passion and a love for you. God, not forgetting the transformation that you are capable of by the power of your Holy Spirit. God, we so easily forget what you can do in a heart when your Holy Spirit comes in, God. And I thank you for the reminder today, God, that you are still in the business of changing lives, that you're still in the business of freeing people from their bondage. God, that you're still in the business of coming in and bringing true freedom and transformation into lives. God, that didn't end, but we still have that today. God, I thank you for living proof of that on this stage today. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this time in church. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming out to church today.